The most important thing we have found is that in all of these countries within the Pacific Rim, we're going to have a massive decrease in tariffs on U.S. beef. In most countries, we're going to see full tariff elimination. And then our largest export market, Japan, we're going to see that tariff phase down to 9% over about 15 years. This is the greatest market access ever negotiated into the Japanese market. And that's very good considering last year we sold $1.6 billion worth of beef to Japanese consumers. In addition to the tariffs, we also have a very strong SPS chapter, which will address a lot of the non-tariff trade barriers and take a lot of the politics out of trade. And that's really what TPP is all about, is tearing down those barriers that prevent us from reaching our consumers in the Pacific Rim.
Backus said the next step is Congress has to approve the overall text of the agreement before it can begin.
Once the president sends this agreement to the Hill, it will be under a fast-track clock, so they'll have a limited time to consider that. It's still a lot of speculation as to when that's going to happen. We are hopeful that the president will sign the agreement in the spring and send it to Capitol Hill and hopefully have this put in place before he leaves office. The sad thing is that if this continues to be politicized and we continue to see the opponents of TPP are the only ones who are out there engaging on this, then it's going to make it even more difficult to compete and to have the TPP in place. And keep in mind, it's not just about the United States and our exports. This is about the U.S. global presence in the Pacific Rim. If the United States is not going to negotiate the terms of trade in the Pacific Rim, the Chinese will. And we will be forever behind a massive competitor. And that'll make it very difficult for us and for future generations. So this is not about giving the president his trade agreement or anything like that. This is not about President Obama. This is about U.S. ranchers. This is about future generations and establishing a steady framework for us to trade in and compete in. It's about the U.S. setting those standards, not the Chinese.